This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This insert sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. We're hanging out with Wendy Christin. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. That's in Durbanville. She's been in practice since 2005. She's been hanging with us on breakfast on a Thursday morning for a while now. Good to have you with us, Wendy. Hope you're well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, nice to be with you.
Yeah, and you. You know, we've spoken about adrenal fatigue in the past. We've touched on things like chronic fatigue. But what about the kind of fatigue that people have been feeling, those that have suffered through COVID and have often said, man, that level of fatigue and just feeling so finished is so hard to explain. And for some people, they've got long COVID and the fatigue just keeps revisiting them and they're thinking, what can I do? But it's not that kind of fatigue, Wendy, that you're going to, you know, with a glucose drink or another sugar and another cup of coffee, just it's not going to cut it.
No, it's not your typical fatigue. It's more of a cellular fatigue. And that's quite interesting because the mitochondria, which are part of your cells,
yes,
so the little batteries in the powerhouses inside your cells, they get a little bit flat. And that's why you struggle with this long-term fatigue after something like COVID.
So, I mean, this is a big deal because this isn't just a matter of maybe didn't sleep well or whatever. You're now talking right down to the, I mean, we've got so many cells in our bodies. How do we get their batteries recharged?
Well, it is quite a process, and there are certain cofactors that are necessary, but we can do it. We just need to give our bodies the right nutrients and the right opportunities. And I think target the right areas because, you know, we typically go for the vitamin B or for the caffeinated drink or for the sugary drink or whatever it is because we think that's what's going to give us the energy. But we're actually looking for energy in a different place.
So can you quickly help us about this mitochondria? Many of us remember that somewhere from science class when we were at school years ago. But tell us a little bit to help us out to understand the mitochondria very simply.
Okay, so as I said earlier, they are the little powerhouses or batteries inside our cells, and they drive all the cellular functions that take place in our bodies. So if there's not enough charge in those batteries, our bodies just don't have enough energy. And there's several thousand of these mitochondria in almost every cell in the body.
Wow.
And they have to convert the compounds from the food that we eat into energy and to provide oxygen for our cells.
So what are we looking for in our bodies that's telling us our mitochondria are running a bit flat?
So the typical sign is that bed fatigue, you know, where you feel like it's hard to make your bed. You can't lift your arms up. It's hard to hang the washing up on the line. So you have a degree of muscle weakness and sometimes muscle pain as well. People can find exercising quite difficult. And then you can lose a bit of muscle tone. And then obviously that fatigue that we spoke about, so you can just feel really tired and just nothing, no sleep seems to repair that fatigue. And then obviously getting infections frequently. So if you have had something like COVID or if you recurrently get infections, that could be a sign that the mitochondria are not quite as good as they need to be.
So share with us, Wendy, the different, I don't know what you want to call it, enzymes, the different compounds, the different nutrients that our mitochondria, those little battery powerhouses of each one of our cells, what do they need and what can we take in specifically to support them?
So we need to provide the nutrients that are going to feed those mitochondria. And some really important compounds or nutrients are things like CoQ10, your B vitamins, many of them form, they provide precursors for the cellular exchanges that need to take place. Things like alpha-lipoic acid, NAD or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, that's a very long name, but that is something that is very powerful in repairing the mitochondria. And then your amino acids such as L-carnitine or L-arginine, and then there's a simple sugar called D-ribose. And all of those are specifically targeted nutrients for the mitochondria.
So just the simplest thing that I think people would gravitate towards, Wendy, at this time is saying, oh, I've heard of CoQ10. I've seen a bottle of it at my local pharmacy, so I could just make sure that I get a bottle of that and some B vitamins. I might already have something, and then alpha lipoic acid. Can't I just Google some stuff? There feels like we can't just shoot at this with a shotgun. It feels like we need to be very specific here about what we buy, what we eat, and how we go about this. Do we need some kind of special strategy? How do we know which one of those? Do we need all of them, some of them, none of them? What's the best approach?
Well, it really does depend on the individual. And sometimes you can buy a supplement formula that will support mitochondrial regeneration. Sometimes you just need to find out, is it really my mitochondria? So sometimes you need to come and have a test. The mitochondria are not that easy to test, but if with the type of testing that I do, I would be able to have a look and see, is it that or is it another type of fatigue? Mm. Which nutrients are deficient or depleted? Some of those can be tested in blood tests. Others, we would just want to look at the diet. And, you know, if you're using them for short periods of time, you could go to your pharmacy and ask for, an all-round mitochondrial support formula. Oh. And it wouldn't do you any harm to take that.
So these things that you've mentioned, the CoQ10 and the B vitamins and then some whole other things that I couldn't possibly pronounce properly, but you've said it so beautifully. I've actually seen the NAD or NAD. I've seen a bottle of that. Mm-hmm. At a health store, I've seen that, and then you've spoken about the amino acids. So can I not get these in food that I eat, or do I have to supplement? What would be best, or should it be a combination?
No, it's always food first. And most of these, so your amino acids, you can definitely get in foods. Your B vitamins, you can definitely get in foods. Most of your nutrients can be sourced if you're eating a nice balanced diet. So things like yeast and organ meats and broccoli and spinach and potatoes, those are natural forms. You can get alpha-lipoic acid there. Your amino acids come from all your animal proteins as well. Your B vitamins are coming largely from your grains and your vegetables and things like that as well, and obviously your animal proteins. CoQ10, a little bit more difficult to get, so that one, you know, is a little harder.
Yeah.
And then the D-ribose, which is one of your simple sugars, your body will break down certain sugars in your body to make up the sugars that it needs. But sometimes we need a little bit extra. So it would depend. If you find that you're struggling to exercise, you're very stiff and sore afterwards, then in a case like that, you might want to support your body with some D-ribose during and after exercise. But otherwise, if you're eating a nice balanced diet, make sure you're cutting out the junk, eliminating the foods that are going to deplete your cellular energy, the things like coffee and alcohol and junk foods and toxins. Mm. Those kind of things are really going to take away from the goodness in the body. And then we can do it predominantly with diet and then with a little bit of movement and exercise. So not over-exercising, but just getting enough exercise to start regenerating some new mitochondrial activity.
So that almost seems counterproductive. I'm feeling tired, therefore I'm going to rest. And you're saying if you're feeling that, do move your body, even though you might not be feeling up to it, at least get yourself moving. So we've actually got to tell ourselves the opposite of what we're feeling.
Yes and no.
Okay.
You don't want to exercise yourself into further exhaustion. So, but movement is important. So if you can walk a little way, then you walk that little way. You're not necessarily going to run and you're not necessarily going to jump on it. Have a little bit more energy, and as soon as you start developing more energy, the more you are able to move and exercise, the better it is. But never if you're exhausted should you be further exhausting yourself. You have to get out of that exhaustion first.
Okay, so it starts with a good balanced diet and staying away from things like coffee, which people think this is going to sort me out, but is actually counterproductive. So this is a tricky time for many people, and I think now is a time to focus on those things. If it's a post-COVID experience, and I've had conversations with many people, Wendy, that have said, oh, just this fatigue, if I could shake that, you know, it comes and gets you every now and again. I think we should be intentional about how we go about dealing with this. Just one more question. You spoke about mitochondrial support. Could one go and speak to the pharmacist and would you find a multi across the board covering all of these that you've mentioned in one little container, or does one have to buy them all separately?
No, you don't have to buy are some remedies that are available to support the mitochondria. So yes, you could go to your health shop or your pharmacist and you would be able to find something there. And it certainly wouldn't do any harm if you've had COVID, if you really are struggling with a post-COVID fatigue, to start with the mitochondria. I think that's a very good idea to support them, because that will start the regeneration process and allow you then to be able to get back to the exercise and all the things that are going to be able to help you to regenerate properly.
Yeah, so go and plug yourself in just like you do with your phone every day. Go do that for yourself. Get yourself plugged in with what you need to be supplementing or eating and stuff that you need to be avoiding, and get those batteries of your mitochondria charged up again. Thanks so much for time with you this morning. Always enjoy a Thursday morning, Wendy. Have a blessed day. Be well, and we'll connect again soon.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great day too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.